Bonsoir à toutes, bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. Un vendredi sur deux, de 21h à 22h30. Je suis Alexandre, votre humble serviteur, et comme d'habitude, nous partons pour une heure et demie de jazz. On commence tout de suite par 45 minutes de playlist des nouveautés. Et puis, on accueillera dans le studio Move 78, qui nous vient tout droit de Berlin. Et on commence tout de suite par le groupe de Brighton, AB Soda, qui sortait son troisième album en septembre. L'album s'appelle Frank Dean and Andrew. Et ce morceau, Bamboo, explore un peu la trappe, je crois, avec cette grosse basse 808. Vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz et on est parti pour 1h30 de jazz. We'll be right back. Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. On a écouté tout de suite Bambou de Ebi Soda. N'oubliez pas d'aller retrouver l'émission en podcast sur Deezer et Apple Music. Et aussi d'aller visiter la page Instagram avec beaucoup, beaucoup de nouveautés, notamment une nouvelle charte graphique. C'est dans mon jazz sur Instagram. Et maintenant, on est parti pour la Méditerranée avec ce jazz funk napolitain qui nous rappelle l'été qui fait du bien. Je vous présente Sirène de Pellegrino et Zodiaco, sortir sur leur troisième album Koine chez Early Sounds Recordings. C'est tout de suite Pellegrino et Zodiaco. Quelle délice de se retrouver en Méditerranée. Et on continue d'ailleurs sur cette vibe napolitaine avec Mystic Jungle, a.k.a. Dario Di Passe, patron de Periodica Records, magnifique label spécialisé, un peu comme Early Sound Recordings qu'on allait écouter, dans la musique italienne et napolitaine, notamment l'Italo Disco. Et Mystic Jungle vient de sortir son troisième album, Sunset Breaker. Et on écoute tout de suite le morceau Shine For Your Desire dans mon jazz sur Radio Campus Paris. Il fait chaud, chaud, chaud.
Illusion is what I get from you. Confusion is making me feel so fool. Illusion, confusion, cause I don't need a free. For season, I choose to do for me. Understanding, be brave for my love. Hey, brave, I don't need to take any.
Après ce voyage dans les terres chaudes de Méditerranée, je vous propose de partir dans le Grand Nord, la Norvège, avec Hervé Henriksen qui sort son énième album, Arcanum, chez ECM Records. C'est un trompettiste qui explore la musique ambiante avec des formations de jazz et sa belle trompette. J'adore, j'adore, il nous fait faire de magnifiques voyages et celui-ci s'appelle Folk Song. Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz sur Radio Campus Paris. Thank you. J'ai oublié de vous prévenir que Harvey Henriksen s'emballe parfois avec sa trompette. Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. On enchaîne dans cette playlist de nouveautés avec le morceau Tease de The Firkling Sun, sorti sur leur deuxième album Orbits chez Soundway. Ils viennent de Nouvelle-Zélande et c'est délicieux, c'est The Firkling Sun.
Thank you.
Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. Restez avec nous car dans quelques instants j'accueillerai dans le studio Move 78 et son leader Aver, qu'on aura la chance d'avoir en interview pour parler de leur nouvel album In the Age of Data. Donc ne bougez pas. Mais d'ailleurs, on va écouter tout de suite un vieux morceau de Move 78, quoique vieux, il est sorti en début d'année, sur l'album Game 4. Donc on écoute tout de suite le morceau Mondrian Blocks de Move 78. Mondrian Blocks de Move 78 qu'on accueille dans quelques instants dans le studio de Radio Campus Paris. Ne bougez pas. On repart vers le soleil avec le célèbre saxophoniste nigérien Femi Kuti. Oh là là! Avec son morceau Corruption Na Stealing, sorti sur son dernier album Journey Through Life. Un beau voyage à travers cette musique qui me fait tellement danser. Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz.
Corruption na stealing. Corruption na stealing. Corruption na stealing. Corruption na stealing. They're supposed to know shipping and then go school. They just stay with the people that they say we be fool. They're supposed to know shame and not go school. They just say with the people that they say we be fool. Karak, karak, karaka, 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 kakaraka, karaka, 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 karaka.
Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM un vendredi sur deux de 21h à 22h30 et en podcast sur Deezer and Apple Music. Nous accueillons dans quelques instants Aver de Move 78. D'ailleurs, ce sera une interview en anglais, une retranscription sera disponible sur le site internet de Radio Campus Paris. Mais avant de les accueillir, avant d'accueillir Aver, nous allons écouter leur morceau emblématique, Middling, sorti sur leur premier album en 2021. Premier album qui s'appelait The Algorithm Smiles Upon You, chez Lav Village. Vous écoutez Dans mon jazz sur Radio Campus Paris avec le morceau Middling de Move 78. Bonsoir à toutes, bonsoir à tous, vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM, un vendredi sur deux de 21h à 22h30 et en podcast sur Deezer et Apple Podcast. J'ai le grand plaisir d'accueillir dans cette émission un artiste venu de Berlin, un groupe venu de Berlin, représenté par son leader. C'est Move 78 qu'on a eu l'occasion d'écouter un peu plus tôt dans l'émission. Donc Move 78, groupe basé à Berlin, formé par Haver, qui est au sampler et à la production, Doron Seagal, qui est au clavier, au synthé, Nir Sabag à la batterie, Hal Strew à la basse et Meravi Goldman au corps. On va faire une brève interview avec lui et écouter surtout leur nouvel album qui va sortir dans quelques semaines, In the Age of Data. Donc, mesdames et messieurs, le grand plaisir d'accueillir dans le studio de Radio Campus Paris, Haver. Hello, Haver. Nice to meet you and welcome to Mon Jazz.
Hey, hey. Nice to meet you too. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, a pleasure. So you are live from Berlin?
I am live from Kreuzberg, Berlin, yeah.
Nice. As a brief introduction of Move 78, I spoke about the group, a jazz formation accompanied by you as a producer, DJ, sampler. And you create songs since 2021, sorry.
Yeah,
we'll
correct.
Talk about your previous album next. And also, of course, your new album, which will be out beginning of November, In the Age of Data. But as a first question, the name Move 78 is quite intriguing. Can you remind us what it means to you?
Yeah, yeah. So the name originally was inspired by a Go match between Lisa Doll and AlphaGo. So Go is like an ancient Chinese board game. And in
like the Chinese chess.
Yes, apparently much more advanced. Yeah, yeah. I think it looks very simple when you start to play it, but the moment you actually play it, it's incredibly complicated. I think it's considered one of the four high arts in the East.
Yeah.
In 2016, DeepMind, who are now owned by Google, created an algorithm to play Go. They played a few, you know, regular players, and it destroyed all the people. And then they played it against Lisa Doll, and Lisa Doll is the Pete Sampras, the Beyonce of Go, Everyone thought he would win. And in the five-game match, watched by 70 million people, in the first three games, he was beaten comprehensively by AlphaGo. In the fourth game, game four, as it were, he sits there for like an hour, I think, thinking about this move, and he ends up using up all his time, but plays a move that then confuses the computer. And because the move was so unthinkable or unprecedented, it meant that because algorithms are trained by previous data, it didn't know what to do, and so it made a mistake. It then made an error, and like the team behind DeepMind got really embarrassed, and it malfunctioned basically, and Lisa Doll won game four. Now this move, which was considered the God move or the 10,000 to 1 move, was Move 78. Now he cited it as being him learning from the computer and the algorithm about how to play differently. And at first I just thought the name Move 78 was quite cool, largely because I also think like rage against the machine, like having like a powerful word in the name. But then, yeah, as with I hope the band's music works like this, you can listen to it and you enjoy it, but also there is a deeper meaning to it. And so for us, it is the idea of our human reaction to the technological world. So then when we make music, because I am a hip-hop producer, I play the band weird electronic glitched out sounds and they react to them. And then we kind of keep going and not emulating machine learning, but we know music is written formally. We just kind of improvise and improvise and improvise and improvise until the songs kind of finish themselves.
Thank you. Your music blends jazz, hip-hop, electronic experimentation, and this new album is a very good expression of your art, probably one of your best releases since 2021. What does a typical creative session look like?
So I will collect, or have been collecting, like samples, recordings, you know, random bits from the internet for years, and I will then create a set of prompts, if we're going to use the modern sort of AI language. I will create a set of ideas that I will play to the band, and things that I will have in the sampler that we will start playing in a studio. The last album was recorded in our rehearsal space in Friedrichshain. And yeah, and then we kind of improvise around an idea for 10, 15, 20 minutes until we get bored, or, you know, it kind of sees itself through.
Yeah.
And then we'll start a new one, and they won't always be related to something I've played. You know, I will now join in with the band and have enough versatility to be able to improvise with them. And we do this, you know, for like 3 or 4 hours of recording across a whole day. I then take this audio away, sit with it for months, listen to it, chop it up, find like the really interesting bits in the music where the four, because it's me, Hal Strew on bass, Nir Sabag on drums, Daron Segal on keys, in the studio together, and everyone else we play with, we add afterwards. And so finding those little combination bits between all the musicians, focusing on them, turning them into loops, into new structures, and then recording more improvisations. And this kind of goes on quite intensely. And then, yeah, just kind of see where they end up and add, yeah, field recordings. And as with the new album, lots and lots of vocal collages. And yeah, there isn't like, I didn't set out to make a really psychedelic, dreamlike album, this one. And, you know, yeah. I think on the next one I've already kind of got the plan for it. And it's like, yeah, I think that it will be like up tempo and a bit more aggressive and political, but it might not be. It depends what we play. So it is totally random in this sense.
So this was a simple setup, but it could produce very complex results.
It's the structural idea which exists independently of any sound whatsoever.
Things happen that you wouldn't have been able to write.
He wouldn't have been playing this way to start with if he hadn't had something like this in mind.
That's what I'm saying. So when you're playing, I mean, the technology is part of you.
So it opened the floodgates.
In an improvisational way.
A freer.
The sound of the music and the way it was played. Spirit. The balance, you understand?
Does that make sense
to you?
I think so.
Vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. Je suis avec Haver de Move 78 en pleine interview et on écoute le nouvel album qui va sortir début novembre, In the Age of Data. Thank you so much, Haver, for being with us dans Mon Jazz. I would like also to focus on the fact that the three first albums of Move 78 has been released through a label, Village Live. But since 2025, you run all
my own label.
Alone.
Yeah.
So how is it going?
It's good. As I said before, we switched the microphones on. I still have a very good working relationship with Doug from Village Live. I still use the same distributor, Besser Samstag, based in Germany. A guy called Paddy. But when on Village Live, and from 2011. Until today, I always project managed my releases independently. And so it's not that big a change. I was always organizing the PR, doing the vinyl designs, because I studied design as a degree, and know how to write a press release, and know how to do an email campaign, and know how to do Bandcamp. And so I have more control, but also it's a lot of work. But the reason why we didn't, I mean, we were meant to release Game 4 last year, but there was various discussions with other labels and it didn't quite work out. So this is why you get two albums this year, because I'm very productive and had finished Game 4 in May 2024, and then finished In the Age of Data in May 2025. And so it feels good to get the albums out quickly, because then you don't get perfectionist, you don't get too worried about how, you know, if people will receive it well or if it doesn't go down. And, you know, I kind of like to already record the next one before it comes out, so the, you know, the feeling is that there's momentum, and so it's going well, man. Yeah, selling a decent amount of records considering we're doing it by ourselves, so yeah, very happy.
Today we are talking, we are on October the 3rd. You just announced the release of your album online.
Several minutes before we got on, on the phone call,
yeah.
Panicking to put everything on Instagram.
Yeah. I received a notification on Bandcamp. You are selling, of course, the digital album, but also vinyl. I would like to focus a little bit on the graphism of your albums, which I like a lot, which look a bit like the very digital, maybe AI processed, I don't know, you will talk about it, but can you talk about the artistical direction and the artist working on this cover?
Yeah. Actually, like I said earlier, once I kind of decided on the band name, I also knew that the dot formation on the first album, it is the positions of the go pieces when Lisa Doll played Move 78. And then as we go through the albums, it's different variations of this in some way. And because the first five albums were conceptualized as one body of work, they will have the same kind of artwork. And I work very closely with my friend James Brooks, who is a brilliant graphic designer. And Yeah, it's one of the joys of the project, of working with extremely talented people and me kind of explaining a very vague idea to them and them going, oh yeah, yeah, and we, you know, we make it like this and we do this, and yeah, and he has great attention to detail, color, font, line. And so yeah, I brought him the dot idea and then he's like, oh yeah, cool, you know, does some magic spells on the Illustrator and Photoshop, and then yeah, and so he always kind of does the color scheme and decides the real creative direction, and then I will fine tune it. On the last two albums, actually, you did get it right. The photographs on the back are partly we exist, but they are AI generated in the fill, in the extremes of the image. So one of them is from when we played at Jazz Cafe in 2023, and we were supporting Mark Juliana, and we're on stage surrounded by his equipment, but it was a landscape photograph, and then I have expanded it, and the AI generated fill just does a very weird thing and you can't control it. It's the same with the picture on the new album. We performed at this radio station called Refuge Worldwide in a very small bar, and then I've expanded the photograph and it filled in like abstract shapes in the background, which is, yeah, it's very enjoyable to play with.
To talk about your five albums, so there was in 2021 the first one, The Algorithm Smiles Upon You. In 2022, Automated Improvisation. 2003, Grains. 2005, so early in April, I think, Game 4. And now coming out in November, In the Age of Data. What was the idea when you started the first album? Is to do many albums on the same. It was a long process to arrive there, or it was evolving every time.
So we recorded the first studio session at the very end of 2018, and then did two more in 2019. And then in 2020, obviously the pandemic hits and we released a couple of singles online, and then they started doing really well. And at this point, because we couldn't play live, and I realized how long it would take me to learn how to make the band's music, and then that, if I can do this with this album, and then this one would be more expansive, and this one, you know, I kind of had the image in my head of how they would work. And then at some point, yeah, in early 2021, I kind of had the five like album titles. Originally this album was going to be called Jazz in the Age of Data, but I thought it sounded a bit cheesy, so you know, and just because I was learning how to make the band's music and I was learning how to be a musician. So I used to rap and just be a beat maker and a DJ, and I'd never improvised on stage with a sampler. And now, you know, a month and a half ago, we played at the legendary jazz club, Ronnie Scott's, and I'm on stage with a sampler improvising, which is a very weird experience. And it's there is no... You know, my idols are kind of like DJ Shadow or RZA, and these guys made beats, but they're not on stage with the sampler, and it's a very strange... I get imposter syndrome quite a lot. It's a very strange situation. But when at the start in 2021 I kind of thought we could do all these things. Daron, in the keyboard player in the band, he'd said to me like, "Oh no, it'll take you a while to learn how to use granular synthesis and Ableton and do all these things, but once we get there, then we're going to be like in an exciting place." And I kind of knew by the time we get to the fifth album, the improvisations are going to get very weird, because I'm also digitally improvising, which adds the kind of modern technological texture to the sound.
You are on stage, you are with the other musicians. So there is Doron Seagal on the synthesizers, Nir Sabag on the drums, Hal Struve on the bass.
And then Moravi Goldman on the French horn.
Does it look like a rehearsal for you, or you arrive to prepare these live sessions?
It's a funny line, because they improvise in the studio, I spend months turning them into songs, and then they have to relearn their improvisations, which is very confusing. And so actually the way we kind of do it is there is a, you know, rough song structure, but actually I am the one who plays the main memorable parts of the songs that you know, middling, I play the singing part on the sampler, and this means that I can bring it back to formed, structured songs. And then actually we only rehearse once or twice before a show, so it still has this discovery journey, improvised feel, which it can be quite difficult because I think some people might want to turn up and hear the songs exactly as they are, and we don't do that. And actually, you know, there's bits where we don't know where we're going on stage, so I don't know if it's quite a rehearsal like you said, but it does become like a jam session, which, you know, is risky in some ways, but it does get you to really strange places.
You are based in Berlin. You have a gig coming in December at the TVA in Berlin.
It's a venue called 90 Mil, which is a very DIY communal space. But they're not legally allowed to advertise the venue because it's a Verein or a members club. So we can talk about it here, but on the posters it has to say like secret location. Yeah. It's great though, really. Like, yeah, if anyone in France, you know, you want to come to a show, this would be an especially good one. We are going to be joined by my friend Mo, who is a fantastic DJ, and also a young sort of hyper bop or high energy jazz group called Al Dente, featuring my friend Matilda Squillante. They are one to watch, I assure you. I think I might even try and help them release their first record soon. And yeah. Super, super good.
Talking about the German jazz, I have Djemba Groove, which is a Berlin-based also group.
Do you know this? Oh, right, you know,
of
so
course.
They're good friends of us. They're good friends of ours.
I love this group, and they are coming in Paris New Morning, end of October. And I will
Any listeners, if you've never seen them play, like go. Erik Owusu is a fantastic, like world-class entertainer and musician. So he plays also. Does percussion for us. He's on the new album, but Nir, our drummer, is in Djemba Groove.
Okay.
He's on tour with them currently. Yeah. And also like the Ron, the keyboard player, and Maravi used to be in Djemba for a period of time. And so, yeah, we know each other very well.
We are arriving at the end of this interview. We are still listening currently to your new album, In the Age of Data, because this year you released two albums, which is the future of Move 78. Next year also two albums, or maybe three.
I mean, you know, yeah, it's funny because I think a few people said, oh, you shouldn't do two albums in one year, and
why
it's
not?
Too much.
Why not?
And Yeah, exactly. I think, truthfully, if we were on a label and they were taking care of the records and the distribution, I could make more. I think next year I got a plan for a new album already, and I'm gonna do some recordings for that in October and November.
Okay.
And then in winter I just kind of like close the curtains, cook big batches of food, and then just make music for weeks on end. And so I think this is the plan. Maybe in April we'll have a new one. We'll see.
Yeah. And the two albums you released this year, Game 4 and In the Age of Data, are also quite different. Game 4 is much more instrumental, rather than In the Age of Data, it's more electronic. So yeah, they are complementary.
Yeah, as I said earlier, that I don't really have a plan. Like the music, honestly, the music guides itself. So on the new album, the forthcoming one, which I think the working title is Temporarily Embarrassed Millionaires, it's very rowdy and very like up tempo in the ideas I have. I have no idea. I have no idea where it goes. And this is the enjoyable part. It's kind of like, there's a quote in the new album where it's, I'm not playing the instrument. It's like, I'm the instrument and the universe is playing me. And this is what it feels like. Is like, if I just let go, it decides itself.
It's a very complicated experience.
Wow.
You're lost in it.
And you enter in a place where things are unraveling before you.
Like riding a bike with no hand.
They do one work that tells you what to think, as opposed to work
that allows you to feel.
Some kind of exchange between consciousness.
I think something takes over.
There's a continuous flow of
ideas. Some of them are very abstract.
That's just a process of tuning in.
You can't abstract from nothing. You can only abstract from life.
Again, Move 78, we wish you a lot of success with this new album.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. It's always a joy to talk about it. And like I said, hopefully we can get over to Paris soon. Come and say hello to her.
Yeah, please.
Any fans we have there, yeah.
You are more than welcome in Paris. Vous étiez bien dans mon jazz, on écoutait Move 78, In the Age of Data, et on se quitte sur le dernier morceau de l'album, The Process is the Purpose. Merci à tous et à dans deux semaines.
Of what we do that we think that we control, we don't. So let go of who you think you are and what you're hanging on to.
Be stripped down, surrender, lock into
the source.
Feel it in your nerve.
Kind of be there and have the world drop away and make your own world. Be there. Be there. And if you start to get that sensitivity,
well, there's a kind of magic.
Really communicating, it's zeroing in
to find that feeling.
Of
being part of the flow of something.
Then you can begin to understand that
the process
is the purpose.
The joy of making music is you making music, you know.
Because they move, because I know the version.
freedom. I think that
it's like life here.
The struggle between the logical and the magical.
Between knowledge and experience.
I think we have to connect those differing senses of who we are.
Sort of active choice to deliberately let go of some control.
Reacting and being curious and being completely consumed by what you're doing.
Feel a vibration.
Feel the music.
You know what I'm saying?
People always ask where you get your ideas, you know.
The ideas are very free and they just kind of come to me and then...
It's kind of like if the piece is telling me the story, so I don't really know the story yet.
It's like you're not playing the instrument. It's like you're the instrument and the universe is playing you.
It's a beautiful process.
You become part of the sound.
It makes us aware of the kind of things that we should be aware of but haven't been.
You know, jumpstart our sense of wonder and our sense of
hope that I feel within my own self.
And so that you can see who you are. And then you make peace.
It's not as complicated as you think. You see? Because if you feel something and it's very different, it flows and you feel, you probably make a better world, a better music.
I think that's as good a note to end on as any.